Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Turbo Time podcast. I am your host, Alyssa Maripodi, the managing editor of Turbo Machinery International. And this episode, I am talking to Joshua Cohn, the R&D manager of power systems at Camfil. Welcome, Joshua. Thank you for joining me today.
Hi, very nice to be here as well.
So today we are talking about air filtration. And Joshua, since this is one of your areas of expertise, can you kick us off by talking about the effects of poorly designed air filters on modern day turbines and compressors?
Sure. That's a question that's on a lot of people's minds when they come and talk to us. The goal of air filters for turbo machinery is all about keeping these turbines and compressors running as efficiently as they can be. Really, what we see is without good filtration, you'll have a lot of particles that enter into the turbine, into the compressor, leading to fouling. And the problem with fouling is a lot of lost performance. For several years, people have heard about the impact of fouling for lower power outputs. The more particles enter a turbine, the more fouling you have on the compressor blades, the less power output you have. And that's been a big concern for several years now, how to make the engines run at their maximum capacity, trying to generate as much power as they can. One other impact that we're seeing a lot more focus on lately is the fuel economy of these turbines, looking at the impact of particle ingestion leading to fouling, leading to the engines burning a lot more fuel than they should be and releasing a lot more CO2 than they should be. So we're seeing a lot of impact on those two sides, and we're trying to keep the engines running as efficiently as they can be and consuming as little fuel as possible.
Okay, so kind of building on some of the points that you made, how do air filters impact various processing capabilities, like more specifically like sealing or water handling or pressure drops?
That's a very good question. A lot of people think about air filters as trying to stop particles in outside air that could enter into the turbine, into the compressor, leading to fouling and all sorts of performance impacts. But it's also very important that air filters are well sealed and are watertight as well. After all, a lot of gas turbines don't just run in very dry laboratory conditions inside buildings, but turbines are being run all over the world. Wherever people are on coastal sites, you're running turbines offshore on boats, on FPSOs. And a lot of these outdoor turbines are exposed to water on a regular basis. So it's really important that gas turbine air intake filters are well sealed, that they're able to stop particles in both a dry and also a wet form. To keep all of the particles out of the engine that could cause so much performance drop. I think that's one thing that the industry is putting a lot more focus on lately. There was a new ISO standard that was just released last year, the ISO 29461-2, that was focused all about answering this question, looking into how do you measure the sealing and the water handling performance of different filters, since it's so important that you don't just stop a lot of particles when the air filter is running dry. And then as soon as you have a heavy rainstorm, the filter will get soaking wet and all the particles caught in the filter will just leach right through onto the backside, the downstream side of the filters, and go right into the turbine, leading to all sorts of problems that way.
Okay, very interesting perspectives, like things that you don't often think about, the moisture and stuff like that, and, you know, the environmental factors where the turbines are placed. So thank you. Mm-hmm. And then in regards to prevention, I guess, how can air filters work preventatively with the help of software or even built-in features to reduce or avoid equipment downtime?
So there's been a lot of development in that, in trying to come up with better ways of maintaining air filters. Some of the traditional ways was to use a pressure switch, which looks at the pressure drop of a filter and just gives you a yes or no. Have you reached the point where the filters have to be changed or not? That was a pretty rough way of telling. You just know if the filters are still good or not. That's been replaced on a lot of sites by pressure transmitters that are able to record your minute by minute pressure drop, trying to help you get some better tracking of at least historical pressure drop. So you could take a look at what you think the pressure drop will be going into the future and try and make some guesses on when the filters have to be changed. Lately, there's been a lot of a push to go more into an IoT and Internet of Things type of solution to measure not just the pressure drop of the filters, but also to couple that to measurement of how dirty the outside air is. So that when you take these two together and run that through a couple different algorithms, you could try and come up to a more of a predictive maintenance scheme and predict exactly when filters will be changed out and what the odds are that you'll be able to run filters for another year or another 2 years based on the changing environments. Since, after all, one constant in the world is change. And just because an environment has been the same way for the last 2 years doesn't mean that it is still like that now or still will be like that in the future. So there have been a lot of work into predictive maintenance and ways to know when filters will have to be changed out into the future.
Okay, and my final question is kind of there's a few different components to it. So the first is about design and how air filters have evolved over the past, several years. So if you can talk about that evolution. And then the second part is the differences between static filters and pulse cleaning filters. If you can kind of talk about those and maybe the advantages and disadvantages of each.
I think one of the biggest changes in air filters over the last few years has really been trends to higher performing, higher efficiency, longer life products. You look at the air filters that are available on the market today, we're able to go to putting in a lot more filter media into one filter element than we were in the past, going to some extended depth filters that could have a lot of filter paper, a lot of filter media into them to give very long life. And we're also seeing a trend towards much higher efficiency filters. There's a lot more understanding of the benefits to moving towards EPA filtration. Higher end filtration that won't just stop erosion and foreign object damage, but will also stop the sort of fine particles that could almost eliminate fouling. And a lot of push towards keeping the engines running very efficiently and not just keeping the engines running, period, in between engine overhauls. So that's been one big trend, a push towards higher efficiency, longer life products. Since in the past, you really couldn't get decent life out of EPA type filters. But now, with some advances in both media technology and in the filter construction, you really can. So we're seeing a lot of different types of filters on the market. Then, when you look at pulse versus static filters, the biggest difference here is your pulse filters are going to be able to self-clean to have a nice bang of compressed air that will try and push particles off of them to extend their filter life. That works really well anywhere that you have very coarse, very dry particles that are caught on the filters. So, whenever you're running an air filter in Saudi Arabia, in the Middle East, these sort of pulse cleaning systems are incredibly effective at extending the filter life. That's a little not quite the case everywhere in the world, though. in a lot of parts of North America and Europe, you don't really have those sorts of very coarse, very dry environments. So a lot of the pulse cleaning filters aren't quite as effective at self-cleaning themselves as they would be in the Middle East. So there's been a lot of push towards moving away from these less than ideally effective pulse cleaning systems towards static filters, where you could move towards multi-stage systems where you're not just depending on one filter stage to do all the filtration. You're looking at two or even three different filter stages, one after the other. That gives you the nice benefit of an overall much lower pressure drop, helps you extend the life of the final filter, and gives you a lot more flexibility for any sort of environment that you're in.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. Thanks for that comprehensive answer, and for joining me today to talk about air filtration. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
And thank you to our audience for tuning in today. I'm your host, Alyssa Maripodi, and we will see you next time.